with Reptar.
This isn't Reptar, Tommy.
It's Follow Me, Reptar.
My daddy says it'll give us exercise.
Move your body. Move your feet. Exercise is really neat. Follow me. Now, stretch.
What's wrong, Tommy?
I want Dilly to play too.
Tommy, in case you forgot it, Dio's not a walking baby.
Yeah, he's more of a poopy diapy baby.
Takes one to show on Frednip.
Guys, we could help him play.
Follow me.
What's wrong, Chucky?
Oh, pulling Dio's making my arm sleepy.
It's okay, Chucky. If it's too hard, I guess Dio could just watch.
Hey! Let's get Dilly to walk.
I don't know. He's kind of little to be walking.
Dio, you want to walk like us big babies?
Reptar was on the 10 best toys list in Active Child magazine.
Don't you think the kids will end up just following every giant lizard they see?
Well, that's ridiculous. I hope not. Pickles residence. Oh, hi, Dee.
Stu, could you check the fridge? I think we need cheese.
Sure, Dee. I'll be. Dill's walking.
Huh? Walking!
Where's the fire?
A fire! Video! Camera! Gotta get camera!
Ugh. Making Dill walks hard work.
Yeah, getting exercise was easier.
Maybe there's a other game for Dill.
Dill could play Follow Me Sluggy. That's an easy game.
Eat me, Sluggy, is even easier.
Holy moly, Dee Dee!
Huh?
At least your daddy's getting exercise.
Dee Dee, you should have seen it. Dio walked.
Oh, Stu, Dio can barely crawl. It'll be months before he...
I know it sounds crazy,
but I saw with my own eyes. I swear, Dio's walking. Dee Dee!
Dee Dee? Hello? Well, maybe I missed Dio's first step, but his next one is going to be captured forever through the miracle of videotape.
Stu, I don't know what you think you saw, but this squirt's not going to walk for another year.
We'll see. Someone get Dio. I'm not moving.
What if you have to go to the little boy's room?
This looks like fun. Okay. I know it's gonna be dumb and boring, and I know I'm gonna be sorry I asked, but what's going on?
We were getting exercise, but Tommy felt bad because Dio was left out.
Because he can't walk.
You could walk if you wasn't so little.
I was smaller than that poopy pants pipsqueak when I started walking.
Well, Angelica wasn't much older than Dill when she took her first step.
Horse hockey. If a baby could walk at that age, they'd put him in a sideshow.
Well, Angelica's always been very advanced. I remember it as if it were yesterday. We were having one of our Mommy and Angel special days. Angelica loved me so much. She climbed out of her stroller and walked to Mommy.
Ah! better when it's someone else's.
So if we get Dill a cookie, he'll want two?
Exactly. Now, who's got a cookie?
I still got some carrots for my snack.
I wouldn't walk for carrots.
I wouldn't do nothing for carrots.
Like Shorty's gonna know the difference.
Dill knows lots of stuff, Angelica.
Yeah, yeah.
Yucky baby, want yummy cookie?
Walk, baby. Walk for cookie.
Oh. Smarter than he looks.
I've attached the camera to the electric eye from the garage door. Now we put Dill on the X, and the second he stands, the camera comes on automatically.
Yeah, and when he moves off the X, you still got a boffo shot of the carpet. No tyke walks that young. Phil and Lil were close, but you gotta figure they got an edge. You know how twins are, helping each other all the way. I walked first, because Lil was trying to stick her finger in my nose.
No, you didn't, Philip, and I got my own nose. I walked first, so you'd stop pushing on me.
You were pushing on me, Lillian. Phil, Lil.
Oh, look at you. Well, I'll be a monkey's uncle. You're helping each other to walk. Oh, how about a big hug for Mommy, too? Oh.
But Dale don't got a twin sister.
I could be his pretend baby twin sister. Hi, Dale. I'm your twin sister. That means I'm just like you. So better.
I heard of that.
Looks like I'm going to walk now. Better hurry, Dill. You don't want your twin sister to walk before you do. Like I walked before Philip. Don't you want to fight about it, huh? Philip? Philip?
What about you, Chucky? Maybe Dill could walk like you did the first this time.
Oh, I don't know. It was pretty scary.
Chucky didn't walk the first time. He ran, all because he wanted an ice cream. It was a Sunday, and Chucky and I were out on the lawn. This ice cream truck came down our street, and when Chucky heard it coming, he got all excited. I remember there was this cute, funny cloud on the top of the truck.
You should have seen that cloud. He was super scary, and he came right to my house. I didn't know how to walk, but I didn't care. I got up and run.
Chucky, you're walking. Quite fast. Do you want an ice cream? Is that what you want? Hey, stop! Okay, big boy, you're getting an ice cream cone with an extra...
scary clown!
You think we should scare Dill?
It's not very nice.
Of course it's not. Let's do it.
Look, you guys, Dilly's not going to walk until he's good and ready. And not because you give him a cookie or a twin sister. And I'm not going to let you scare my bestest brother.
Happy.
Okay, the camera's set to follow any warm object that's picked up by the motion sensors. So if you have to move, move very, very slowly. I'll go get our little movie star.
Stu! Where's Stu? Did I miss it? Whoa! No! Ah!
I just feel so silly getting carried away like that. Dill isn't going to walk for months.
But I saw. I thought.
You thought our boy was special, Stu. And he is. He's just not ready to walk.
Hey, Tommy. You never told us what made you walk.
Let me see. I remember you came over with your daddy, and you was already walking. I wanted to play with you real bad, but it was hard because you was moving around. So I got up, and I guess you're what made me walk, Chucky.
Really? Wow. And we've been the bestest of friends ever since.
I bet you if Dill had a friend like you, he'd want to walk just like I did.
Chucky, Kimmy, we're going.
a walking deal.
You walk whenever you want to. I can play right down here.
Jonathan, I'm swamped. Working at home and watching the babies isn't easy for me either, but I offered in a moment of weakness. And Angelica will love to help you with the babies.
All right, diaperheads, listen up. While I'm gone, you can't touch anything, look at anything, or think about touching or looking at anything, especially my new Cynthia Dream Yacht.
Why not, Angelica?
You still gotta ask, because you're a bunch of dumb babies.
Angelica!
Very much.
If I find you being mean to the babies again, your dream yacht is sailing right back to the toy store.
One colossal low-fat, no foam cappuccino.
I said non-fat foam frappuccino. Remember, be nice to the babies, just like you usually are.
Nice? To the babies?
Sure, Angelica. It's easy. Watch. We'll say something nice about you, Angelica?
I got nothing.
I know. You got nice ponytails.
Good one, Kimmy. Now, you say something nice about us, Angelica.
You.
Time for school, Angelica.
Thank you.
Charlotte Pickle's office. It's the boss.
Angelica, I forgot to mention you have a play date today with a preschool friend who has very well-connected parents.
Really? Who?
Harold Frumpkin. Have a great day.
Hi, Angelica! Isn't it great about our play date? Zipper it.
Hi, guys. What's going on?
I'm really excited because of Luke.
He's never had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich before, right, Harold?
All right, class. It's what's my favorite thing day. Circle up.
You better not tell nobody nothing.
Let's begin with Susie.
My favorite thing is flowers, art, music, dancing, and the Dewey Decimal System.
Oh, the Dewey. Oh, it's inspiring, Susie. Clark?
Fire trucks. They're fast and loud.
Thank you, Clark. Stop. Okay. Harold?
I like cheese and, old shoes, but I think my favorite thing's gonna be my play date today with Angelica.
Tomorrow you can tell us all about it.
This is going to be the best and super-duper-y day ever.
Where's your happy little friend, Angelica?
He's not my friend. He's my Harold. Wow, I've never been anyone's Harold before. So, what are we going to do first, Angelica? I know. Let's play.
Spill the juice on Angelica. I love this game.
Oh, you're good, Harold.
And he's handsome, too.
Snack time, kids. Charlotte Pickles. Uh-huh. Let me give you my assistant, Jonathan, phone. Angelica, Mommy and Jonathan are very busy, so because you're my big girl, you get to help the babies with their snacks.
Help the babies and be nice?
I can't do it. She's your grandmother. You fire her.
Jonathan, you're my assistant. If there's something I don't want to do, you do it for me, so I can do the important things. Oh, which reminds me, it's power yoga time.
An assistant does stuff you don't want to do?
Harold, it's your lucky day. You're gonna be my assistant.
Wow, my first job. Well, stop lollipoping around and get to work. Finish feeding the babies. I'm gonna catch up on important stuff, like playing with my dream yacht.
These snacks don't look very snacky.
Well, let's go shopping.
Dream yacht's starting to sink. You're gonna help me clean up this mess. Meanwhile, Harold and the babies can play in your room.
My room? But they'll wreck all my toys.
It's important you learn how to share. I'm sure the babies will play nicely.
I'm bouncing on Angelica's bed. I'm bouncing on Angelica's bed. Don't you babies know nothing? I'm the boss.
I'm on my youth break.
Just checking on the babies, but I see they're having a marvelous time. I'll put all your toys away when they're done, would you, Angel?
Okay, Harold. I'm gonna go relapse on my dream yacht. And when I come back, everything better be put away and fixed, or else!
Or else what?
She never says.
Anybody remember where the stuff go? Picture of Clark with hearts all over it.
It, came that way. Give me it. Hey, this stuff doesn't go here. Where'd you put the stuff that was here before?
Probably in the closet. We put lots of stuff in there.
See?
Oh, good. You're sharing all your toys. I'll be on a conference call, sweetheart, so you keep them happy a little longer.
Okay, Mommy. I'll sing, I'll dance, I'll do whatever it takes to make my most favoriteest babies happy. Just make some stupid faces, and then you better clean my room up right. I got some people lined up out the window just waiting to get your job.
Gee, if I lose my job, I won't have a job. Angelica said she'd sing and dance for you. Would you like that?
Well, we see Angelica sing and dance, so... No. How about if you do it?
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream. Carolly, 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 life is all a dream. Everybody! Life is born.
Sure you're being nice to those babies, Angelica.
I think you're about to call us dumb babies.
I know. I can't be mean to you. But Harold can. Harold, yell at the babies and call them names.
But I like the babies. I can't do that.
Do it, or we'll never have a play date again.
Okay, I'll start with the yelling part. Now, what names do you want me to call you?
Tommy's good.
I always wanted to be called Bob.
That doesn't! You're fired! That's not the way you do it! Watch and learn. stinky, smelly, truly poopy, shoddy, hardly any teeth babies. Keep out of my room. Don't eat my cookies. And never touch my stuff or drink it again.
They won't, because it's going back to the toy store. And you're going to time out, young lady, for a very long time.
Sorry, Harold. You'll find another job.
Yeah, you're young, Lee. Besides, you still got preschool to finish.
So, Angelica, how'd your play date with your new bestest friend Harold end up?
He's not my bestest friend.
Hi, bestest friend Angelica. Our mommy's a friend now. So when you're done with all your timeouts, we're gonna have lots of play dates.
Keep dreaming, snack boy.
Look, there's Clark. Hey, Clark. Angelica has a
play date with you tomorrow if you never tell Clark our little secret.
Deal.
Ow.
It'd be great. He's my best friend. Do you hear me, world? Angelica is my best friend!
Pit Boy's looking for a job.
The search continues. This week, I'm at an amusement park.
Step right up and see Pit Boy in the flesh.
Games.
Be the frog.
Rides.
This is a one-way street, Lemon. How's my hair look from up there?
Fluffy things.
There it is. That's a good one.
You name it, I'm doing it. Awesomely, might I add.
Pit Boy's awesome summer job search, Friday at 1 o'clock, only on Nick.
How's that?
Class teacher.